Sponsored by Ralph Cramden's Raccoon Lodge, it's the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. A genetically superior Medicare podcast. And now, proving he wasn't born in a barn, it's Medicare expert Doug Jones.
Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. It's Douglas B. Jones here. As Drew McMillan, our announcer, said, I am your Medicare expert, not only for today, but for all of eternity. How does that grab you? I can't get over how exuberant that audience is. It seems like that applause gets louder and more exuberant, did I already use that word, every time I listen to it. So kudos to whoever picked out that audience. And I'm hoping they don't get too rowdy while we're constructing this episode of Medicare Wisdom. And speaking of Medicare Wisdom, that's the whole reason we're here, but it can be boiled into a 30-second musical presentation, which I believe Randy will play for us right now.
Medicare is complicated. Medicare can be confusing. Medicare is no fun to study. Will you know what decisions to make when Medicare time arrives for you? My name is Doug Jones, and I wrote a book to help you figure it all out. Medicare for the Lazy Man 2020. It's on sale at Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com. Also, you can download and listen to my podcast, Medicare for the Lazy Man, wherever fine podcasts are given away free of charge. Medicare for the Lazy Man, simplest and easiest guide ever.
Thank you, Randy. We enjoyed hearing that, I'm sure. I know I did. And it explains that we're here to help people get past their initial encounter with Medicare in really, really good shape. In other words, no lingering, lasting regrets, no fear, no trepidation. Once you understand that Medicare questions can be answered relatively simply, then you also understand that having made good decisions, Medicare will never be a source of anger or fear or regret for you. And speaking of regret, fear, and anger, the person who has to deal with me many times every week is Randy Carson. Hello, Randy.
Oh, talk about regrets and anger.
And fear.
Boy, I'll tell you. And fear, yeah. You've probably heard of that old term. That's how some companies used to sell their stuff back in the day. Particularly IBM, they would inject fear into their customer base as though they were falling behind.
What's that?
And they needed to.
There's a word for that.
FUD.
FUD.
They used to call it FUD, fear, uncertainty, and doubt, and that's how IBM sold most of their stuff.
When I think of FUD, I think of a guy named Elmer walking around with a double-barrel shotgun.
Elmer FUD. Oh, yep, yes, absolutely. That's right. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say Elmer Fudd was a hunter, but he might also have been a farmer. Last time you and I were talking about herbicides, and you said Lasso, because we were also talking about the company that sells Medicare MSA plans, which I heartily endorse. And you looked up Lasso after the podcast recording had ended and discovered a difference from your original theory. Tell us about that.
Well, we were talking about the fact that a name, there, everything is in a name. And what I was referring to at that point in time was the fact that they named Medicare supplement high deductible plans what they did. So when you said Lasso in our previous podcast, it really triggered a thought in my mind, given the fact I was raised on a ranch back in Nebraska. And I thought, well, that's an odd name for an insurance company. We were talking about the Lasso Insurance Company. And what it triggered in my mind was there was something else named Lasso. And I looked it up after we got off the recording. And it's the name of a pesticide, special use pesticide herbicide by Monsanto. So I thought it was just really odd that a Medicare Advantage plan or just an insurance company in general would name themselves after an herbicide made by Monsanto. And, doesn't mean a thing, but I just thought it was odd.
Well, my speculation was that they used that lasso imagery to align themselves with the West in the mind of the buyer, you know, and the Wild West, you know, using a lasso to do your work, chasing cows around and stuff like that. But yeah, they don't really talk about that in any of their material. So I just wanted to clear up the fact that we had a conversation in which Roundup was a herbicide, lasso was a pesticide, and our theory about them using the term lasso for the name of their company is completely out in left field. We don't know why they did it. Maybe they have a good reason, but they haven't shared it with us. But anyway, there are people who have taken Medicare Advantage plans like the Lasso Medicare Medical MSA, the Medical Savings Account, and have done very well. They've been very pleased. They haven't had any serious regrets about having chosen a Medicare Advantage plan. There are other people who, as they get older, have found that Medicare Advantage plans often are cost-effective when you're cruising right along, but if you have medical problems that need to be treated, they're going to reach fairly deeply into your pocket. And when they promise that there's dental coverage involved, it's not the kind of thorough dental coverage you might have had with your employer's plan. And when they say that there's vision coverage, it's not really, there aren't a million doctors in their little vision network that you can go to. You're stuck going to one or two in your town. So at some point, after many, many years, it may be that some people are fed up with their Medicare Advantage plans, and they would like to have availed themselves of the advantages of Medicare supplement plans. But most agents will tell them, well, Medicare supplement at your age, let's say you're over 80, that's going to cost $1 million. From one five-star, you know, A-plus company, Plan F, the Cadillac of all Medicare supplement plans, might be upwards of $250 a month. And a lot of people just don't want to spend that after having had an Advantage plan for years that didn't cost them that kind of money. Didn't cost them very much at all. Then I come along, you know, enter Doug Jones, Medicare expert, and I suggest that the high deductible, or as Randy has named them, the high value supplement plans, might be a better deal for you, even if you have some medical treatment going on, because often you can save over $100 a month instead of going with a Plan F or a Plan G. You might want to go with a high deductible plan and take the risk of having to pay that deductible out of your pocket. A Medicare supplement high deductible plan or high value plan will pay 20%, whereas Medicare pays 80%. Now, that would normally be 100%. However, the Medicare high deductible plan doesn't start paying right away. It starts paying later on. So you're going to have to write some checks for that 20% that it doesn't pay. And if you have a bunch of medical treatment, you wind up having medical expenses totaling $11,700, $12,000 in the course of a given year, your plan's gonna go to 100%. It'll pay 100% of all Medicare approved charges for the rest of that year. However, if you have a, if you're paying through the nose for a Medicare Plan F or Plan G, then that 100% starts at the very beginning. So people have said, nah, I'd rather not play that kind of money out of my pocket. And especially as you get older, typically insurance, health insurance is more expensive and harder to come by. But I had somebody in Arizona ask me recently, if I'm mad enough at my Medicare Advantage company, and if I wanted to change to a Medicare supplement, would it be possible? And if so, how much would it cost me? This person's in their 80s. And I said, well, here's the deal. First of all, to have the option to change, it's certainly possible if you can answer the health questionnaire in such a way that it looks as though you don't have a higher than average risk of a person in their 80s and of having big medical bills coming down the pike. And that person said, well, lay it on me. Give me that questionnaire. Let's see how I do. And so the questionnaire is pretty benign. generally a look back of 2 years for many of the questions. So one of the questions is, are you currently hospitalized or confined to a nursing facility? Or are you receiving home health care from Medicare? Have you been hospitalized or received Medicare-approved home health care two or more times in the past 12 months? Now, that's pretty easy to most people haven't been hospitalized that often. Do you have emphysema, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or pulmonary fibrosis? Are you bedridden? Do you use a wheelchair for any daily activity? Or have you been diagnosed with Gaucher's disease? I don't know what that is. Or any other type of lysosomal storage disorder? I don't know what that is either. Sounds pretty disgusting, though. Have you had any type of amputation caused by disease? Have you been advised that surgery may be required within the next 12 months for cataracts? Have you been diagnosed or treated for Parkinson's, multiple lateral sclerosis, Alzheimer's disease, senile dementia, or organic brain disorder? Have you tested positive by a physician or licensed medical professional for exposure to HIV or AIDS? Do you have diabetes requiring more than 50 units of insulin per day? Within the past 2 years, have you been diagnosed or treated for internal cancer or melanoma, leukemia, alcoholism, drug abuse, cirrhosis, mental or nervous disorder requiring psychiatric care? Or have you been advised to have a kidney dialysis? Within the past 2 years, have you been diagnosed or treated for heart attack, peripheral vascular disease, congestive heart failure, heart valve disorder, stroke, or transient ischemic attacks? Within the past 2 years, have you been diagnosed or treated for rheumatoid arthritis or crippling arthritis? And here's the final question. Within the past year, have you been fed intravenously through a tube? Have you been medically advised to have surgery for joint replacement or for a heart condition, but have you not had such surgery? Or have you been advised to have other surgery that has not been performed? So believe it or not, compared to old-time health questionnaires, that is a really short, benign list of health problems that one might or might not have. And there are a lot of people walking around in their 80s that could answer all of those questions, no, 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 no. And if they're able to answer them all no, they would be eligible to step up to a Medicare supplement plan rather than be stuck in their current Medicare Advantage plan. And I encourage people to look at making this improvement earlier in their lives rather than later, because once they've had a massive medical problem that causes them to answer one of those questions yes, then they will never have the opportunity again to change coverages. So if people are thinking about the fact that they would like to have stronger protection from medical tragedy and high bills, then they're probably going to be better off doing it sooner rather than later. So I had somebody in their 80s in Arizona asking me, what if I were to change? Would it cost me through the nose? If I can answer no to all of those medical questions, and I'm halfway there, then the question becomes, I don't want to pay $250 a month. I don't even want to pay $150 a month if I don't have to. So how can I get into a Medicare supplement plan cheap? And how can I make sure that that plan is the protection that I'm looking for? Well, we all know that Medicare supplement plans will pay for the parts of Medicare coverage that are billed normally to the insured person. So in most cases for outpatient treatment, Medicare is going to pay 80% and the insured person has to pay 20%. But if you have a Medicare supplement, at some point, the supplement is going to pay that 20% starting from the get-go if you pay a lot of money in monthly premium, or it's going to wait a while to pay that 20% if you have what Randy and I call the high value or high deductible Medicare supplement plans. I always recommend the high deductible or high value Medicare supplement plans because even though you might have to wait, you might have to write some checks for the 20% of Medicare treatment during the course of a year, you will eventually hit the ceiling, and the plan will start paying 100% if you have a bad year. If you have a good year and you're saving like $100 a month between the regular plan F or G and the high deductible plan F or G, then you're going to save $1,200 during the course of a year, and that's going to go a long way towards offsetting any risk. So almost everyone can benefit from a high deductible Medicare supplement plan. So this particular person in their 80s, I cringed because I thought, how much is this going to cost this person? Well, the one company that I really like to use in Arizona has a limit. At age 80 and beyond, they don't raise the rates anymore. Now, they might raise the rates because of medical inflation, because the government raises the deductible for Part B, which is going from $198 to $203 this year. But they don't raise the rates by reason of age. So this 80-year-old person would be asked to pay $159 for a Plan G, $259 for a Plan F. That's way too much. But I would say, hey, take a look at the Plan G for $159 a month. But there's even a better choice. The high deductible plan would only cost $56 a month. And at your advanced age, I think that's a heck of a deal for Medicare supplement coverage. I would recommend that to anybody who can answer all of those questions with a no. Have you ever had this? No. Have you ever had that? No. If you can get through that questionnaire and answer all of those questions with a no, you can afford to buy the best coverage in the world at $56 a month and from an A-plus rated company that I sell. So it's never too late. Well, for some people it's too late, but for other people it might not be too late. Even though you might be in your 80s and you might regret the fact that your Medicare Advantage plan is going to rake you over the coals and reach deeply into your pockets in the event that you have a major health crisis that has need for a lot of treatment, you are going to be so much better off with even a high deductible Medicare supplement plan that I recommend you give it some serious consideration. Changing after the fact is possible in many cases and could be possible for you if you'd like better protection. So that's my spiel today, Randy.
Is that it? That was a good one. Anytime that you can figure out a way to get out of an Advantage plan, I am all for it. But I do have a couple questions.
Ask away.
So let's pretend I'm that 80-year-old friend.
Not a hard, not a scratch, really, when I look at your haircut.
I'm looking like I'm about 80 years old today. So let's pretend I'm him.
Okay.
And I decided I was tired of my Advantage plan, want to get into some real insurance. Okay. Oh, did I say that?
You were right on the money, though.
Oh, okay. So now once I go through that, and I mentally answered all those questions,
right.
No, as you were going through them.
Yep.
And so at that point, I could go into an either. Like, I'm 80 years old, so I could get an F if I wanted to,
yep.
You know, full-blown F, or I could get a high-deductible F, or I could get a G or a high-deductible G. The world's my oyster
exactly
at this
right.
point. So I could go to a G or a regular
yep.
G, either one.
You could.
But I'd still have to go through that questionnaire in order to get either one
yes.
of those.
Yes. However, once you've gone through the questionnaire and you've made your choice, that's where this company is different from every other Medicare supplement company I've ever heard of. If you go with one plan and you think about it for a while and you say, you know, maybe that was a mistake, I want a different plan, every other company in the world is going to make you go through that questionnaire again. And, you know, a couple of years from now, you might have a whole different medical health situation going on. You might not be able to answer no to all those questions. This particular company will, at the 2-year anniversary of your policy, allow you to make a change with no questions asked, one time only. But if you're worried, if you're saying, I should have gone to the full-blown Plan F or the full-blown Plan G instead of taking the high deductible or high value plan, you can change into whichever of the company's other plans you want to without answering any medical questions.
So theoretically, I could go in initially with a high deductible G.
Yep.
And then at my 2-year anniversary, I could reevaluate my decision and go to a full blown app.
Yep, you might have been losing sleep during the course of 2 years and said, you know, geez, I don't know if my wife can survive if I have a medical problem that costs me a whole bunch of money. Then maybe I made a mistake because I took the path of saving, you know, a small premium, and now I want better protection. So you will have the opportunity with this company, no questions asked, to change to any of the company's other plans if you want to at that 2-year anniversary. No health questions asked.
So this isn't a discussion for today because, as you know, we're running out of fuel in our plane here. But yeah. I think, at least for me, because I have the option, given my age, I have the option of going, you know, F, high F, G, high G, all that stuff.
Right.
I have never heard an opportunity for you to explain the real difference between a high G and a regular G and a regular F. I know it's because of age, but I never understood the difference.
The difference in coverage comes down to one little item. It is the Part B deductible, which this year and last year, about $200. So you got a $200 deductible with G. You got zero deductible with F. The legislature a bunch of years ago said, we're going to take away that coverage for the deductible and make everybody have a $200 or whatever deductible. Everybody's got to pay the Part B deductible. You cannot buy a plan that covers that for you anymore. So youngsters that are born in 1955 or later cannot get a plan that pays for that Part B deductible. They got to pay for that out of their pocket before their insurance benefits or before their Medicare benefits start. Oldsters like us will get a plan, if we want Plan F, that covers that $200 deductible from the get-go. So,
well, that's a pretty easy explanation, but I had never really grasped onto that because, as you know, I'm not an expert and my eyes glaze over.
Yes, and that's why you have those nice eyeballs drawn on your glasses, so yes, I can't tell when you're sleeping or not. Is that a Plan F might cost a ton of money, and a Plan G, which does not cover that $200 deductible, might cost $500 a year less, even though the only difference is a $200 item. So there's no reason to take a Plan F if it costs more than $200 more than a Plan G.
Yeah, so in reality, there's another, you know, I see that as another decision point. If you're in the if you're in the territory, you know, the world is my oyster, in the age group that you and I are in, there's a decision factor between G and F and the high version of each of those.
Well, here's the deal. The internet is not cooperating. It's not being our friend right now, or maybe it's Zoom that's not cooperating. But the difference is not a decision point that you have to worry yourself about because that's what you have an agent for. If your agent's doing his job, he's going to say, you know, I could put you in an F. That's going to cost you $100 a month more, and it's not going to give you any significant advantage. So let's go to G right over here, which is a lot cheaper and does almost the identical thing. That's what your agent should be doing for you.
Okay. I got it. Or in my case, it's you. I call Doug up. What should I do, Doug? Help me.
But people that have been in Medicare for years and years and years have never heard the term high deductible plan. And that is what I lead off with often because it saves people so much money. If people have a good health history and they're confident that their health is still going to be good for the foreseeable future, why should I be asking them to pay a ton more money every month just so I can get a bigger, fatter commission check? I want them.
But you're you, and there's a lot of other people that aren't you.
Well, that's true. That's true. But I want people to be happy with what they got, so it's nice to have options. But all in all, I want them to keep their own money if they can do it. And then, you know, if they want to do something nice for me instead of a big, fat commission check, let them give me a six-pack of beer.
There you go. Well, we need to land the plane, Doug. This has been, again, a very interesting conversation for me because every time I get into certain areas of Medicare over the course of the two or three years we've worked together, it may have triggered a question in my mind, but it just wasn't one of those times where you go, hey, what about this? You know, we were off on some other topic. But over the course of the years, I've triggered a number of different questions, and we always get time to answer them once in a great while. And I get to admit that I don't know anything about Medicare, really.
Well, as I told you one time, in all sincerity, I love your questions. If you didn't have questions, we'd have to hire somebody to sit there and ask questions. So thank you for saving my budget on that one.
Well, you're very welcome, because, you know, I can talk a pretty good spiel now in terms of why you don't want Medicare Advantage.
Yeah, but it goes about halfway, and that's the point at which you fell asleep and you missed the ending part. So,
well, there is that problem, but you know, someday I'll work past that. But anyhow, we need to thank some folks, but before we do that, we need to get them to go to Amazon.com. They need to buy your book, Medicare for the Lazy Man 2020. Get it before it's all gone, because Doug's a fixin' to write the new one. And when that comes out, the 2020 version isn't available anymore. There's the audio version if you want to listen on your way to work. There's the Kindle version if you want to lay in bed and read while your wife's going to sleep or your husband's going to sleep and not disturb them. But get something and get it to your relatives, get it to your friends, because they are going to be absolutely thankful that you did. They are going to find out that unless you listen to Doug, you're maybe going to make some mistakes. But anyhow, do that and you will be a happy camper. But in the meantime, you have spent 32 and a half minutes with Doug Jones, the anti-insurance insurance guy. And I'm going to turn it back to Doug here for just a few minutes, seconds, whatever he needs to wrap it up. It looks like he has a thought in his mind.
The thought is, we don't talk about our wonderful website often enough. Randy constructed a website. He took my thoughts and built a Knott's Berry Farm or a Disney World out of my thoughts. And now we've got a terrific website that you might want to go visit and poke around on. If you've got Medicare questions or you just like to read about Medicare, doesn't everyone? Then go to our website, find the United States map, click on your state, fill out a short questionnaire, and have Randy send it to me. And then we can talk your particular situation to your heart's content. So other than that, thank you very much for joining us. And we'll look forward to next opportunity. Bye-bye.